KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now. You haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today? 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081 for Christian love and health care.
You're listening to The Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting. He is waiting.
You are listening to the Faith Line program, and this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial. To reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right.
God is a good God. God is a good God.
Oh, God is such a good, good God. And we're sitting right here, two stories down under the satellite dish. And thank goodness that a few new stations are online. You know, I don't know what's wrong with Oregon tonight. Have you figured out what's wrong with Oregon tonight? It's like maybe they all went to Washington. Or they all went to Canada to go to the Olympics. But they're not. They just didn't carry this program. So I'm looking to see you people down there in Southern California to give us some support here. Whoa, that was a dull hour. You know, all we ever heard was that old man talking. Isn't that something? Well, that old man was you. Well, I know, but, you know, the only one, I guess, that loves me still is my mother. Well, there's nothing stronger than mother's love. Well, garlic breath is pretty strong, boy, I'll tell you that. Garlic breath is almost as strong. Well, now, you guys just like to be silly. Well, that's because we're around you so much, Brother Jacob, that's why.
Hey, you know, the deli's got a special on lattes today, and we haven't sold a one yet.
Well, what kind of lattes are they?
Hey there, shrimp lattes, they're wonderful, you know, that Chris out there, you know, the one that's the attorney, he's the one.
It just dawns on me, are you going to be an attorney now, Chris? He's going to law school. I already know one attorney named Chris. Now I'll have two. I'll have one for each hand. Oh, that's really something. All right, now we're gonna start out. Oh, I'm so glad to see that phone ringing. Boy, these Oregonians. They just they went to bed early or something. Well, it is raining hard out there.
Well, what's new about that? It rains all the time in Oregon.
It certainly does. Here's the question, which will get you a free gift. If you call 1-800-845-2162 and answer it, how has the Faith Line helped you in your Christian walk? You know, one of the things I hope that we do is add a little humor to your life, and so that you take things less seriously, because, you know, everything comes to an end, but God goes on forever. That's all I'm going to say about that, and I hope... that we give you some hope. I truly do. Well, then I hope we send you down there to that Morse Clinic. People say, are they any good? And I tell people, well, I'm 81 and that's where I've gone for 20 years. So they must know something. Go on down and have a look. You'll hear the ad. What else can I talk to you about? Nobody's texting me. That is an absolute unknown. There must be, what did they call it, a bump in the force. Could that be what it is, Chris? A bump in the force, whatever that means. I'm going to rewatch that one of these days. But it makes me sad. That lead actor, whose name escapes me, of course, he's so young in that movie. You know, I see the ads every now and then. And now he's an old man. And I don't like to look at that. It reminds me how fast life goes. I've enjoyed my life. I don't know what you've done with yours. But I've sure enjoyed mine. All right. What are we going to do next, Joe? Have you got any idea, since we have been so phone call deprived tonight?
Well, you know, it isn't always the squeaky wheel that gets the grease, Brother Jacob. Sometimes it gets replaced, you know.
Well, did you know, Joe, that the word silent contains the same letters as, you know, I'm sorry, the word listen contains the same letters as the word silent. Isn't that amazing? Words are a fascinating thing to me. If we take the word live and turn it around backwards, it's evil. And if you live backwards, that's evil. Words are a wonderful thing. You know, Mother, I believe that I'm really getting old. Well, you're not getting old, Commander. You're becoming a classic is what's happening to you. Well, thank you. I'm going to think about myself in that way from now on. You know why I'm in such a funk? I went to a dentist. And this young man, oh, God love him, I really like him, you know. And the first thing that happens is I say, now, what shall I call him? I'll call him Dr. Contrary. And I say, Dr. Contrary, your table is flat and my spine is curved and old. And I can't lay flat, so maybe you could help me sit up a little bit.
Well, of course we can. Just sit right down here on the chair, bloop, and I'm on my back.
And I said, well, what are we going to do here today? Now, this is all, you know, this is a true story.
He says, well, you have this little gap there. We're going to put a tooth in there and attach it to the two teeth beside it. And then on the other side of your mouth, you know, you've got this place that needs to have a cap on it. So we're going to just work on both sides. It'll take about an hour, maybe an hour and a half. Oh, okay, but could you raise the table up just a little because this is hurting my back? It'll only take about an hour. It'll be all right. So I'm laying there flat. See, who else would tell you this kind of stuff? But I'm going to tell you. My back is killing me, see? And he's in there. He's got a needle about 4.5 feet long. Well, that's an exaggeration. And he's going, man, a little bit in there. I'm just putting a little bit in there. Just a little bit. Wait a minute. I'm going to put a little bit more. Wait a minute. I think we need a little more. And he just kept putting this stuff in there until he says, can you feel that? I couldn't feel anything, see. Now I'm going to get to the point of my story. 4.5 hours later, I didn't have a bridge. And he'd pulled a tooth. I don't know. I went home, my neck hurt, my jaw hurt, my tooth hurt. I think my little toe didn't have any pain in it. Anyway, he put me through my paces. It's not his fault, you know.
Well, then whose fault is it?
Well, it's mine. See, I went to a dentist. Oh, I'm sorry. I like dentists. Where would we be without them? Have you ever had a toothache and had to go to the dentist? Mine's a good one. But I tease him unmercifully. As well, he should be. You know, dentists should be teased. They have a very high rate of suicide. That, you know, nobody likes them. So we should like our dentist. Send him a little valentine shaped like a tooth or something through the email. Tina's in there saying no, she won't ever go to the dentist. All right, are you calling? Are you getting a free gift? All you have to do is call 1-800-845-2162 and tell its sister Renee out there answering the phone now and tell her how the Faith Line has helped you in your Christian walk. And we'll send you a free gift. And God bless you for that. 313 sleeps till Christmas, I've told you that. I've told you how to become an ambassador of love. And we've just talked to you about everything here tonight, except a story. I haven't told you a story. We're too close to the quarter hour. Maybe when we come back, I'll read you another bit out of the Bible. Preach at you a little. you can maybe call while we're off the air and listening to the break and tell Sister Renee whether or not you want me to preach at you or you want to hear a story. Because I'll do either one. I'm kind of ambidextrous, you know, except on that one side of my mouth where now I'm missing several teeth. I went in to get one put in there, Chris. My poor little teeth. Yeah, well. Then he said to me, the poor man, he says, I can put two implants in there. Only cost you $6,400. I told him I'm not going to last long enough to spend $6,400 on it.
Give me a call if you're ready. Help me here, Merle.
Once I stood in the night, with my head bowed low, in darkness as black as the sea. And my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands alone.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Like a king,
like a king,
I may live in a palace so fine, with great riches to call my own. But I don't know a thing in this whole wide world that's worse than being alone. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown.
This is Brother Jacob, and you should get up and call 1-800-845-2162 right now. Series 6 of my bedtime stories are now available. They're just $40 donation, plus postage, of course, and we will send you 4 full CDs of our bedtime stories that are so very popular. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. You know, they play them at night in rest homes for the elderly. And the young people seem to enjoy them as well. I know many parents that play one little story each night at bedtime, and the children fall asleep while they're listening. Please call 1-800-845-2162 and get your copy of the 4 full CDs of Bedtime Stories, Series 6, today. 1-800-845-2162. This is Brother Jacob, dear one, and I desperately need your help. The economy is down,
A lot of people do not have jobs. And to be honest and frank with you, our donations are way down. I need $3,000 in the next 30 days to remain on the air and to do the work that this wonderful ministry accomplishes each and every month. If you're listening and the Holy Spirit is leading, please call 1-800-845-2162 right now and do what you can. Every little bit helps, and remember, there are no salaries here. Every cent of your donation goes to God's work, and it's all tax deductible. That's 1-800-845-2162. We're in prayer, and we need your help. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. Are you tired of being sick? Are you tired of being tired all of the time? Are you tired of being in pain? Why not do what the Faithline crew has done for years? Contact the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division here in Portland, Oregon. Their phone number, 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. Many come from out of town. Some come from out of state. Almost all receive relief. 503-760-6081. Do it today. Go over there to that phone and give me a call. 503-786-9390 in the greater Portland, Oregon area, or 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to the Faithline program. I'm on board the love train. Over in London, England, Hong Kong, Sydney, Australia, Aberdeen. Well, welcome back to the Faithline program, and this is Brother Jacob, and we're just delighted to have you here with us. You know, the first hour was kind of iffy as far as I was concerned, because we were absolutely dependent upon Oregon, and because radio station KFAX, which reaches north all the way into the Bering Sea and all over the Bay Area, is off for repair and calibration tonight. That has to happen. You know, or this would happen as the station, it would just drift right off of the frequency and you would not be able to hear it anymore. So they have to calibrate it. And that's what they're doing down there tonight. And they do it at night. Well, why do they do it at night? Why don't they do it in the daytime? When they're talking about vitamins and stuff, why do they, you know, here at night, we're talking about Jesus. Yeah, there you go. I'm just kidding. No, don't. I see that one guy over there. He's just really upset. We have three kinds of listeners this time of the night. I have my family out there who listen faithfully. They're just wonderful. I call them the Faithline family. and they support us with donations and help us along. And then we've got the silent multitude, those who listen week after week, month after month, and never call. You never know who they are. And then the third variety, we have the malicious listeners. Those have got their notebook open and waiting for me to make an error so they can write it down and then call and say, "You're playing the wrong music." Oh, my. I hope you've got a sense of humor. There's somebody out there saying, "Who is that guy?" You have to listen for a while. You know who's been with us for a long time? I've got them all written down here. One is the church up there in Index. God bless them. They've been with us for a long time, support us every month. Yeah, they pray for us all the time. We just love them so very much. We've got Robert down there in the Bay Area, who can't hear us tonight, but I'll bet you that he's gone around that some way or another with his computer, and he listens down there on Skid Row. He works in this, he's a minister, but he also works in this Skid Row hotel, and while we're on the air, he directs everybody as they go up to take their room, turn on the Faith Line. He loves the Faith Line. I hope they're able to hear us tonight some way or another. God will provide a way. Let me see here. What else? Yeah, I was going to tell you of a story. I don't have time for that. But we'll tell a good Valentine story before we're off the air. Let's see. I want you to call me. And we call Sister Renee out there at 1-800-845-2162. Tell her how the Faith Line has affected your life in a positive way, helped your Christian walk, and we'll send you a free gift. Particularly if you're someone, if you're part of my silent multitude, if I've never heard from you before, do that. Let us know who you are. Some people like to remain anonymous. That's all right. But let us know that you're out there listening. Would you do that?
Well, you know, 90% of these Olympic Games is one half mental.
I don't even understand that. I don't even understand that, Joe.
Well, Joe is very, very intelligent. I have a hard time understanding him most of the time, Commander.
Let's see. What else can I talk to you about? Let's read you something out of the Word of God. Can I do that? Or let's just say this. People and circumstances often seem to turn against us, don't they? At least they do in my life. Maybe your life is different from mine. I'll be walking along with God, and you're walking with God, and we're talking with God, and yet then everything in our life and everyone around us seems to be a tool of the enemy. Hasn't that ever happened to you? I know that it has, because it happens to all of us. I'm talking about those times when your words are misinterpreted.
Why did you say that? You know, I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
You know what I'm talking about? You've been there. I know that you've been there. The machines in your life, like tonight in this radio network that we have, begin to break down and they don't work. It's like you wish you could just line them all up and have a talk with them, because they don't work the way they're supposed to. And people criticize you and complain, and you're the cause of all of their trouble. If it wasn't for you, everything in my life would be all right.
I know you have examples in your life, but you know there are some that will never text me or never write to me except when I'm not on the air, and then they write and blame me. You know,
you're not on the air.
As if that was what I wanted. People criticize and complain, and you're the target. It seems to be overwhelming during these times of attack. Oh, they just, you wonder what's happened. Where did God go? Where did that charm that comes from following the Holy Spirit go? Why am I being attacked like this? We'll go on further when I come back.
Hey, on this one, Floyd's going to do his thumb. Mother Twella's going to play the piano. Joe's going to play the vibes. And I'm going to play my sax. That's what I do the best. Hey, and Charlie Brown, the coolest, smoothest man in town, is going to sing it.
Christmas time, come but once again.
Well, not this year. Your faith line is celebrating the love of Christmas all year long. Now it's time. It's time for you to go out there to the kitchen and, you know, make another cup of tea. Go over there to the refrigerator. Get one of those gooey things you like to eat, but don't you come right back and don't you touch that dial. When you get back, I'll be sitting right here. My hair's all combed, my shoes are all shined, my tie's on straight, my pens and pencils are all in a row. And dear one, my Bible is open. Because I want to pray for you today.
Hey, Mama!
Well, I can't help it. I just have to dance, Ralph. Floyd, he's about to take off. Man, can he dance or what? Oh, my goodness, Ralph. Sick? Are you tired of being tired all of the time? Are you tired of being in pain? Why not do what the Faithline crew has done for years? Contact the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division here in Portland, Oregon. Their phone number, 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. Many come from out of town. Some come from out of state. Almost all
receive relief. 503-760-6081. Do it today. This is Brother Jacob, and you should get up and call 1-800-845-2162 right now. Series 6 of my bedtime stories are now available. They're just $40 donation, plus postage, of course, and we will send you 4 full CDs of our bedtime stories that are so very popular. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. You know, they play them at night in rest homes for the elderly, and the young people seem to enjoy them as well. I know many parents that play one little story each night at bedtime, and the children fall asleep while they're listening. Please call 1-800-845-2162 and get your copy of the 4 full CDs of Bedtime Stories, Series 6, today. 1-800-845-2162. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. Sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, 2 stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. This is Brother Jacob, dear one, and I desperately need your help. The economy is down. A lot of people do not have jobs. And to be honest and frank with you, our donations are way down. I need $3,000 in the next 30 days to remain on the air and to do the work that this wonderful ministry accomplishes each and every month. If you're listening and the Holy Spirit is leading, please call 1-800-845-2162 right now and do what you can. Every little bit helps, and remember, there are no salaries here. Every cent of your donation goes to God's work, and it's all tax deductible. That's 1-800-845-2162. We're in prayer, and we need your help. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Welcome back to your Faith Line program. Oh, what a blessed day. God is still in control.
Oh, happy day.
Oh,
that Jesus won.
Away.
Well, praise God. Here's somebody. Hey, Clyde, I should put some stuff on iTunes. Yeah, I'm working, Clyde, but we just lost our ability to stream on our website, so we'll solve that one. But we're going to go on iTunes and Amazon and blogcasting, and we are on Stitcher Radio. And don't worry, we're going everywhere we can go for as long as we can. I've decided this now. When I asked, do you want me to preach or tell a story, everybody said, well, you ought to preach. So I said, okay, I'll preach. But if I preach, it's going to take at least a half hour, so I'm going to start at 2 o'clock. When we come back on the air, too, I'm going to preach to you about the devil attacking. I'm going to finish that sermon that I just started. I'm going to start at the beginning again, though, and we'll go right through it. What do you think? I know it, and that's what we ought to do. And if I go through the 2:15 break, well, I'll just go through it, but I'm going to preach the Word of God here. There's too many people that feel that there's nothing left but despair. Are you with me? Now, I've got something to do that we have to do. It's a must. You know our Kevin? Do you know Kevin? From up there in the Index Church, and he's a fisherman out there in the Bering Sea, you know, like the most dangerous job in the world that you see on television. Well, he's one of those. He's been doing that now, I think, 18 years. And he called us on a satellite phone just a few minutes ago, and he said he's 100 miles north of, I don't know what. I don't know what, because they didn't end it. 100 miles north of something. Well, that's really something there. Anyway, he's way up there, and he's dodging icebergs. So shall we give him an ahoy and maybe a boatswain call? What do you think? Let's do it.
Ahoy, Pacific Fury!
Icebreakers, icebreakers, man your hammers. Give her a good chip and to and fro. Catch those corners as you go. That's all.
All right. Now, they've been warned to get that ice off of that ship. Well, then, and I'm going to ask you again that you join our family when we pray for Kevin. Pray safety around him. We pray angels around him. And pray that every time he's on watch. Now, this is our little secret. See, every time he's on watch, fill the nets to overflowing. And then all the other ships up there in the Bering Sea will see what's happening. And they will ask him, how do you do that? And he'll give all the credit to the Lord. And they will come to the cross. Last season, he came home, I think it was 4 months early, because we all prayed, and he was the hero of that fleet. Come on, Kevin, get up here so we can fill these nets. And he'd get up there, and the nets would fill. And then he'd just say, well, the Lord does it. We got half the fleet up there listening to us now. We want the other half. So pray fish into his nets and pray safety around him. They're dodging icebergs up there. And here's someone who says, how do I know what Jesus wants me to do? Wisdom and courage in Christ, is they want. And her friend Jolene needs eye surgery. Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll pray for Jolene. And how do I know what God wants me to do? Well, some people make up their mind what they want to do. Then they hold out their hand with this check, and they say, God, would you sign this check, please? And he'll say, no. Or, would you please sign this for me? No. And it's like you were walking into a wall. So when you're walking into a wall and God is not blessing, stop what you're doing, listen inside, and look around, and he'll open another door for you. And it may not be the door you want. You know, some people they double up their fists and put their legs apart, and they say, I want what I want when I want it. And God says, no, you can't have that. I've got something better prepared for you. But I want it. No, you're not going to get it, see. So stop what you're doing. If what you're doing isn't working, stop. Don't do it anymore. And listen inside, because that is where the Holy Spirit dwells. And you'll hear his voice if you be still. He says, be still and know I'm God. It's time for our Grotto Gang.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I said that's life.
Monday was a sunny day in Portland, Oregon, and Tuesday turned out to be the same. The gang and I met on the grotto patio Tuesday afternoon. It was only 50 degrees, but, you know, that's a real treat for us Oregonians. Shall we listen?
Now today, I intend to barbecue. I have a beautiful brisket that has been cooking for 3 hours.
Well, you won't get an argument from me, Joe. I love your brisket with stone ground mustard and horseradish.
Well, yeah, with red rye bread and lettuce and them sweet onion. Boy, did that make a sandwich.
Well, of course, Victoria and I have made some beans, and we will make fresh salsa.
Hey, avocados are on sale, so I brought some home from the deli.
Oh, them is real tasty with that Miracle Whip on them.
Well, of course, silly. Everything tastes better with Miracle Whip.
Well, yes, I don't want to disagree, Mother Twilla, but, you know, Mr. Munn's habit of putting Miracle Whip in his mush is a little too much, if you know what I mean.
Well, yes, just call me Milford, Victoria. You know, 2 or 3 tablespoons of sugar and some Miracle Whip on your morning oatmeal will keep you filled with energy until lunch.
Oh, yuckerino, Milford, that sounds awful.
Everybody has different tastes, Floyd. Everybody has different tastes.
Hey, you got that right. I saw a shrimp latte advertised on the way to the deli today.
Well, I noticed the daffodils are coming up in your front yard, gracious leader.
Yes, Mother, this El Nino is something else. It's going to be an early spring for us.
Well, but California is about to be washed away. And back east is it's like a walk-in freezer.
People don't understand that God knows what he's doing, Joe.
Ooh, isn't that God wonderful? I just love God, you know. He knows what he's doing, and he waters his trees, and, oh, I just love God.
Yeah, yes, he is wonderful, Floyd, dear. After all, he made everything that there is.
Oh, yeah, and he, you know, he is still in control.
Hey, I saw a couple of Christmas ornaments hanging from rear-view mirrors on the way to work today.
Well, the whole concept of Christmas love extending to the entire year is catching on. I stopped off at the hospital to see Mrs. Catania, and a nurse had one hung at the nurse's station.
Oh, that just delights me, Joe. I hope they contact us and let us know who they are so that we can send them their Faithline Ambassador for Christ card.
Well, I have one of our Faithline Ambassador cards, and I laminated it. I highly recommend it for everyone.
Hey, speaking of cards, won't we be on the air on Valentine's Day?
Well, say. You know, that's right. I had completely forgotten that. What can we do special for all of our listeners who are alone on that special night?
Why, no, a Valentine's Day poem we could say to them.
Well, how does it go, Floyd? Yes, Floyd, we would love to hear it.
Okay, it goes like this. It's called My Love is Like a Cabbage. And it goes, My love is like a cabbage divided into two. The leaves I give to others and the heart I save for you.
Hey, that's good. I have one. You want to hear it?
Well, sure. You know, you listen to mine.
Hey, roses are red, violets are purple. You're as sweet as maple syrup.
Well, my goodness, that doesn't make any sense at all.
I think that I'll stick to the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. I believe that is a good choice, Commander. Ralph, how is the Fartrex corner of the deli doing?
Hey, Brother Jacob, you know, we're doing a landslide business with my exotic lattes. Apparently, financial crisis or not, people don't skip on coffee.
Well, I'm experimenting with a bacon and cheese latte.
Well, how's that going, Joe? Do your customers like it down there?
Hey, no, Brother Jacob. I think people today are just too cholesterol conscious.
Well, Brother Jacob drives way too fast to be worried about cholesterol.
Now, that doesn't make any sense at all, Joe.
Well, just a joke there, Mother, just a joke.
Pardon me.
I've almost quit those cigars. A little residual cough there. About that, that reminds me of a time way back when I was coaching the Yakadoo Slugs to the state championship.
Oh boy, I'd like to hear about that, Bernard.
Floyd, we were playing the crucial game with Welch's Oregon Grapes. Our best shooter, Netter Nichols, developed a sticky spot on his left shoe, and he kept tripping, you know. Well, Yakanu Kanet, the famous stuntman in movies, was retired at the time from films and working as my assistant. He suggested, "Hey, Bernard, don't tell us that old story about rubbing bacon on the guy's shoe. We've heard it so many times, we can mouth the words."
"We have? I disremember that at all.
Well, I'd like to hear the rest of it, Bernard.
Well, yes, so would I. We will listen to your story when Ralph goes back to work, dear Bernard.
We can't all just act like Christians. Why can't we just all act like Christians?
Well, we don't have to act, Mother Krilla. You know, we are all Christians.
Ribbit!
Is Thelma hungry, Floyd?
Ribbit!
Well, Thelma, my pocket toad gets hungry when we talk about bacon, Brother Jacob. So did I. Me old tummy has the rumbling.
Well, I could, you know, I could eat a little snackerino me own self.
Do you notice, Brother Jacob, how Mr. Milford is developing the Love Grotto lingo?
Yep, I did, Joe. It air catching.
Oh, I think that he's going to get Thelma a new pocket liner. That's what I was going to do. I was going to get her a new pocket liner for Valentine's Day.
Well, that's so sweet of you, Floyd. What color are you getting?
Well, I don't know yet. Sister Tina is going to crochet it or crochetate it or whatever that is she does to make those pretty things.
Hey, I'm sure it'll be beautiful.
Oh, yeah, and real cozy for her naps, too, Ralph.
How is the brisket coming along, Joe?
Well, I just checked it, Mother. I'm going to give it another couple of hours.
Hey, 2 hours will give me just enough time to get these things set up for the evening rush down at the Lavender Blue Deli Deli and Cyber Cafe. Boy, that's a catchy name there, Ralph.
Well, yes, business is really booming, Brother Jacob. I had to eat in the kitchen this morning. There just weren't any free tables anywhere. I'm not complaining now.
Hey, that Wi-Fi sure pulls them in.
Well, there you have it. Another chapter in the ongoing saga that the Love Grotto Gang calls life. Be sure to be with us next week when you will hear Brother Joe say,
"You're writing a book, Bernard?"
Now, play number 6 on that CD with the hearts on the label.
Hey, we'll do her. We'll do her.
Well, I'd love to sing with you, Brother Joe.
Oh,
choir is singing just as I am.
KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles, and they're struggling to win. The time has come to give them to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now. You haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today? 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081 for Christian love and health care.
You're listening to the Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting, he is waiting here for you. Go quickly now.
You are listening to the Faith Line program, and this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial. To reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the Kingdom of God. Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right. Oh, we're making them rock down there in Southern California tonight. When we played that in full color,
I think it was back in 2002, we knocked out the tower in Escondido. Since then, they've upgraded. David, with his new iPhone, is sending me... I have that picture, David. That's a picture of his wife. And I have that picture. Who's this here? I don't know who that is. You sent me another picture. I think you sent it. That must be your grandma. I'll have to look when I have time. God bless you. Chris, he says the Faith Line has helped him. He wins the quiz tonight. We'll send him a free gift. You can, well, you've got another 25 minutes. All you have to do is call 1-800-845-2162 and tell us how the Faith Line has helped your Christian walk, and we'll send you a free gift. And here's Sister Sochiel. Did you get that? Did you talk to her? Are you going to use her as a resource? God bless you, Sochiel. Oh, God bless you. Renee's really trying. And she'll use you as a resource. And you've got a number to call her and everything. And she'll, oh, thank you. You know, I love her jewelry, too. And we're going to get it up on the web. And we've got so much to do. Here's Jerry. Before I start preaching at you, he wants to know, what does the scripture mean by not being unequally yoked together? Well, Jerry, all I can tell you, and you can ask any older Christian woman that you want. And why woman? Because they have held the church together for 2,000 years. If you're a Christian, and you marry a non-Christian, well, you're starting out with two strikes against you. And the chances of that being a good marriage that lasts are very slim, if not none. It just won't work. Now, I know it looks good in the beginning, but it won't work. Ask, if you go to church, and I know you do, ask an older woman or two there tomorrow when you're in church, and they'll give you the straight dope. Can I read this to you? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? These are perilous times that we live in. And I want to talk to you about when the world is against you. You know, I started this and then I decided I want to finish it. I don't have exactly where it's going to go, but I think we'll get there. People and circumstances often seem to turn against us, don't they? I'm talking about when those times when we're walking with God, we're talking with God, our prayer is right, we're going to church, yet everything and everyone around us seems to be the tool of the enemy. I'm talking about those times when your words are misinterpreted. People don't hear what you say. They hear what you didn't say, and then they accredit you with a negative saying and or a mean and hateful thing. You're misinterpreted. You've been there. I've been there. Every Christian that I know of has been there. And here's another thing that happens during these times. The machines in your life begin to break down. Our computers will break, you know. Our car won't start. Even the toaster won't toast. Have you ever been with one of those times? You know, you fix the microwave and something goes wrong with the dishwasher. People criticize you without cause and complain about you, and you're their target. They want you to know that you're the cause of all the problems in their life. Well, these times can seem to be overwhelming. Overwhelming. During these times of attack, No, make no mistake about it. I want you to be sure to know this, that Satan is behind it all. It isn't those people that are attacking you. It isn't those machines that are attacking you. People talk to their computers today, and somehow or another they feel that the computer is against what they're doing. Is against them. Make no mistake, Satan is behind these attacks. And make no mistake about this. He cannot win. Let me read you something here. Jeremiah 1:19 says, "They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you." We forget that. And we begin to go into despair. But the Lord is always with us. You see, we belong to the Lord. When you got saved, when you came into the kingdom of God, you left the world. And sometimes the rules of the world won't work for you anymore. You are now under a different law. You live in the kingdom of God. You belong to the Lord. And God loves us. He loves you so much that there is no way for our human mind or our human spirit to understand His love that He has for us. And yet, sometimes, we feel all alone. With all of the attack in our lives, it's easy to become discouraged, to lose faith, and to become angry, and to begin fighting back and fighting those around us. And I say this to you. Each time we become angry with evil, each time we fight back at those who attack, we lose. Let me say that again. Each time we become angry with evil, each time we fight back at those who attack, we lose. I'm on Twitter a lot. They want me to go on Facebook. I may do that, but I like Twitter. And I find that a lot of ministers come on to Twitter, and they're positive in their attitudes, and then they begin to get attacked a little bit by the people who do not believe, and they begin fighting back, and the devil has won. He's distracted our message. He's distracted us away from Christ. An important thing the Bible tells us. There are two things that I like to keep in my mind, and one is that we attract those things that we fear. If you're afraid of something, be assured that it will occur in your life. And the other is that you become the thing that you hate. We attract the thing we fear, and we become the thing we hate. Children who hate an abusive parent become just like them. Now, that's just not me talking. That's the Word of God talking. And any social scientist, any psychologist will tell you that children of abused parents become abusers. We become the thing that we hate. I'm here to tell you that there's nothing to fear. We belong to God. Keep in your mind that Satan is the enemy. Allow that to run through your mind at all times. Keep it at the forefront of your mind that it is Satan that is the cause of all your trouble. It's not the people, the things and the events in your life. It's always Satan. It's always Satan. And listen to me now. Satan has already lost the war. Let me read you something else from Jeremiah.
But the Lord is with me as a mighty, awesome one. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble, and will not prevail. I better do that again. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, awesome one. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. They will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten. I don't want you to take any joy in this. It isn't our job to hit back. It isn't our job to sit outside of the room and, like Nietzsche used to say that Christians do, and say,
I'll just wait, they'll get theirs from God.
Because that's not Christ-like. God wants us to love. Our job is to pray for them. Those that assault you, those that attack you in this life, pray for them and pray for yourself. Pray for me. Pray for all. Pray that we can be calm in the midst of attack. Pray that Jesus will come soon. You don't have to pray for an end of the attack to come. Let me assure you that an end of the attack will come. Put your eyes on Jesus and the devil will flee from you. See, when the bills pile up, it isn't the bills that are the enemy. It isn't the bill collectors that are the enemy. The enemy is Satan. Put your eyes on Jesus. And he will flee from, well, it may take time. Now that's the problem, because we become anxious. We want it to happen now. Now! It may take time, so we have to be patient. Hang on to the truth. You know, in these days of compromise, in these days of sin, many, many, many will call you wrong when you follow the Lord. You see, those that are wrong in the eyes of God will say that you are the one that is wrong. They'll say that you're a fanatic. They'll say, and this is even prevalent in some churches, they'll say that your belief in the cross, your belief in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is old-fashioned. They'll tell you a little religion is okay, but I remember when I first came to the Lord and I heard that same thing. My family follows the Lord, but when I became a preacher, then they'd tell me a little religion is okay, but don't become a fanatic. Well, if you know that the one that you follow is the maker of the universe, the one that you follow holds all things together. If you know the book that you believe is history written in advance, well, how can you not be a fanatic? How can you not want to tell others? You know, as you watch the news, as you listen to the radio, and as you're attacked by those around you, you may feel that God has abandoned you. I get letters from the saints who say that God has abandoned them. Where is God? I can't find God. Let me read you from John 10:28-30. It says, "And I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." God is God, dear one. And God is always with us. God still delivers. Are you hearing me? He can deliver you from that alcohol. He can deliver you from that pornography. He can deliver you from those drugs. God still answers prayer. And God is still in control. No one, nothing will change God's mind about you. You belong to Him, and you are His greatly loved child. Don't get lost in the circumstances around you. That's the devil that's causing that. Put your eyes on Jesus. Focus on Jesus night and day, and watch that devil flee from you. Have patience while it's happening. God is not a genie in a bottle. He won't answer your prayer just... 1 John 4:4 says, children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Recognizing who is the enemy is the first step that you must take. The enemy, once again, is always Satan. Then we must take our eyes off the world around us. Place our eyes squarely on God. And praise God with all of our might. Sometimes we spend every bit of our prayer time asking God for something. Oh, Lord, gimme, 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 gimme. God is our Father. He loves your praise. He loves your thanksgiving. Place your eyes squarely on God. And praise God with all of your might. Keep your eyes on God night and day, and the devil will flee from you. You know, you are on the winning side. The war is over. The battle goes on. But you do not need to fight. Romans 8:31 says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Be encouraged, dear one. Don't give up. And don't be angry. And remember who the enemy is.
Those of you that are running from Jesus, here's your theme song.
Tell myself I'm through with you, and I'll have nothing more to do with you. I stay away for every day. I'm just fooling myself. I tell my friends that I don't care. I shrug my shoulders at the whole. It isn't so. I'm just fooling myself. And every time I turn and see my face in the looking glass, I tip my hat and say, how do you do, you fool? You throw your life away. I'm acting gay. I'm acting proud. And every time I see you, Jesus, in a crowd, I may pretend, but in the end, I'm just fooling myself.
I'm acting gay. I'm acting proud. And every time I see you, Jesus, it's in a crowd. I may pretend, but in the end, I'm just fooling myself.
This is Brother Jacob, and you should get up and call 1-800-845-2162 right now. Series 6 of my bedtime stories are now available. They're just $40 donation, plus postage, of course, and we will send you 4 full CDs of our bedtime stories that are so very popular. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. You know, they play them at night in rest homes for the elderly. And the young people seem to enjoy them as well. I know many parents that play one little story each night at bedtime, and the children fall asleep while they're listening. Please call 1-800-845-2162 and get your copy of the 4 full CDs of Bedtime Stories, Series 6, today. 1-800-845-2162. This is Brother Jacob, dear one, and I desperately need your help. The economy is down. A lot of people do not have jobs. And to be honest and frank with you, our donations are way down. I need $3,000 in the next 30 days to remain on the air and to do the work that this wonderful ministry accomplishes each and every month. If you're listening and the Holy Spirit is leading, please call 1-800-845-2162 right now and do what you can. Every little bit helps, and remember, there are no salaries here. Every cent of your donation goes to God's work. And it's all tax deductible. That's 1-800-845-2162. We're in prayer, and we need your help. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day.
Hey, let's return to the Faith Line program, where love rules.
Get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around, get around, round, round.
Welcome back to the Faith Line program, your personal light in the middle of the night. Oh, we're getting around. Well, I Twitter.
Well, so do I.
I know you do, Mother. I know you do. We've got email. We answer all our text, and right now we're streaming all over the world.
Well, yeah, we get around.
Hello, Denmark. Hello, London and Cardiff, Wales. Hello, Down Under. Hello, Hong Kong. You know, I'll just have two out of column B.
Get around, round, round, I 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 get around
Faithline, coming to you directly from two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto until 3 a.m. Don't you touch that dial.
Get around, round, round, I get around.
Well, I ate up that last half hour, didn't I, Chris? Yeah. And I thought I had we'd segue and then I'd have three after, but I got three in the middle here is what I've got. Yeah. All right. Well, that's all right. Mother Twilla will eat up most of that.
Well, I will not. I've been busy all night getting you tea.
Well, I need tea, you know. But, you know, sometimes I wonder, because all those who hurt, and all those hurts that we suffer, I should say, are usually healed by time.
Well, yes, but, you know, the time is a great healer, Commander, but it isn't much of a beautician.
Well, that's surely the truth.
You need to listen to this one.
Around the throne,
while people are standing
in the streets alone.
Can't you hear him calling?
It's time to come home.
Just give him your heart.
You'll never be alone.
Oh, you are listening to the Faithline program. Where we're about to enter that final one half hour, that time when the clock on the tower will toll. And dear one, the world is about to enter that time when the trump will sound and Jesus will come to take us home. Are you ready?
Just give him your heart today. He'll make it brand new.
Come on, give me a call. That's 1-800-845-2162. Let's get it right. Go to bed tonight with a little peace in your heart. So many of you have written to tell me how you love the Frogs as much as we do. So Joe has put them on a CD for you, only $12.95 for, well, I think it's 90 minutes or 45 minutes, I don't, whatever fits on a CD, you've got our Grotto Frogs. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. Only $12.95 and $1.54 postage, of course. And you can fall asleep to those Frogs every night like we do. This is Brother Jacob, dear one, and I desperately need your help. The economy is down. A lot of people do not have jobs. And to be honest and frank with you, our donations are way down. I need $3,000 in the next 30 days to remain on the air and to do the work that this wonderful ministry accomplishes each and every month. If you're listening and the Holy Spirit is leading, please call 1-800-845-2162 right now and do what you can. Every little bit helps, and remember, there are no salaries here. Every cent of your donation goes to God's work, and it's all tax deductible. That's 1-800-845-2162. We're in prayer, and we need your help. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. Sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Are you tired of being sick? Are you tired of being tired all of the time? Are you tired of being in pain? Why not do what the Faithline crew has done for years? Contact the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division here in Portland, Oregon. Their phone number, 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. Many come from out of town. Some come from out of state. Almost all receive relief. 503-760-6081. Do it today. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Tina.
Life can be so beautiful
in knowing Jesus.
Life can be so marvelous
in knowing Him. Albertina, I love that string of pearls.
Life can be so wonderful.
So wonderful.
And knowing Jesus.
Now listen.
Because His love.
Listen.
Can cover.
Listen.
All of our sins.
All of our sins. You'll always find somebody out there that wants to add to it. They say, well, you know, I'm saved, but I've got to help him. I don't think God can do it all. But he did it all. Praise his holy name. Here's Marilyn in Hayward. She says stay in prayer, or wants us to stay in prayer. I'm not quite sure. I'll ask when I get home from that note. And here's Nikki. She says she needs prayer for the Lord's blessings. And she was touched by the sermon that I gave. You know, that's an easy one for us to forget, dear. That's a very easy one for us to forget. People forget who the enemy is. And they think the enemy is their husband or their wife, or they think it's the economy. They think it's, you know, it's always somebody else or some other thing or some other event that's the problem. Every time in my life, and I mean every time in my life that things have begun to go wrong, I blame somebody else, don't you? I always blame somebody.
Well, you did that.
No, I didn't do it.
Oh, yes, you did.
You know, and went back and forth. But in my life now, I've finally found in the last 20 years who exactly the enemy is. And it's always Satan. He's the author of all that is bad and evil and wrong on this planet. God is the author of all that is good, all the harmony, all the love. All the unity. Satan wants to destroy marriages. God wants to hold them together. The world doesn't care. They give permission for divorce and disruption. The Word of God says that when we come together, we become as one flesh. And that means that our wives, our husbands, are part of our own body. Now, I would just say this to you, that, you know, if my foot hurts, and it's hurting me, you know, oh, that foot's hurting me, I don't reach and get a saw and cut it off. Is that reasonable? But if our mate is giving us pain, instead of sitting down and talking about it and discussing it and coming to a solution, it's too easy today to think about divorce. And we believe every week, at least, I have people come to me and say, oh, I wished I hadn't done that. And I tell them, I know, we counseled you not to do it in the beginning. There's so much anger because they blame their mate for all the sadness in their life. The devil is the cause. The devil is the author of the pain. The devil is the answer. Let me lighten this up a bit and tell you a little story.
Think about a lullaby.
Think about a lullaby.
Baby, close your eyes, don't cry.
Think about a lullaby.
Let me sing you off to sleep.
And I'll tell you a story.
Let daddy pray your soul to keep.
It's safe here with your mom and I. Think about a lullaby.
All right now, no more excuses. Time for you to go to sleep. Pull those covers right up underneath your chin. Make yourself real comfortable. Reach over there and grab that teddy bear or that long pillow or whatever it is that you hug in the night. Close your little eyes and I'll tell you a story.
Well, I can remember back when
I was 9, 10, 11 years of age, and Valentine's Day would come, and everyone would get excited. I wonder, could you, Floyd, and maybe Mother Twilla, and Joe, and, well, any of you that wants to, can help me tell this story tonight. You know, we'd always know, and we could always tell, that Valentine's Day was coming. Miss Hampton, she was my favorite teacher. You had a favorite teacher, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I had one. Her name was Miss Adams. She was just such a wonderful woman, and of course I only went to the fourth grade.
Well, Miss Hampton had us making Valentines for everyone. She told us that we could make Valentines for our mother, we could make Valentines for our classmates. In fact, she said we'd better make one for each and every member of the class or not make any for any classmate at all. What a wise woman she was. Well, she was way ahead of her time, I think. She said we could make them for our librarian, Miss Banima. I liked her, too. I didn't like her as much as Miss Hampton, but I did like Miss Banima because she would hold books for me. She recommended books to me. She was a good woman. We were busy every day for an hour for 2 weeks in advance of Valentine's Day. You remember? There was an hour a day that they called art class. You know, where you tried to color within the lines, and you tried to draw a dog out of a book, and you couldn't do it. You know, and you sharpened your pencil a lot, and you had those gummy erasers.
Oh, I remember those erasers. Yeah, they'd crumble all over the paper, and then they'd get on the floor, and then they'd tell us we had to clean it up.
Yes, I remember those erasers well.
Well, we didn't have those erasers when I was a kid. We just had an old hard rubber eraser.
Well, it was the same for me, but we cut out paper hearts to put on the windows. I guess all of us did that. Miss Hampton brought in some colored, I don't know, I guess it was poster paper, and showed us how to cut out hearts, and so we began to cut them out. And then she glued them on the windows, all over the windows of the classroom. And she put some up on the walls as well. There were a lot of hearts of all sizes in that room. And we glued cut-out red hearts on the fancy paper doilies. Do you remember that? Oh, I remember that well. They were round doilies, and you put a heart in the center. And then along the edge you put, "Will you be mine?" That's right. And we painted Valentine scenes with watercolors.
Well, I tried that, but mostly mine all run together. You know, I think I used too much water.
Hey, that was what I did the best, boy. People liked my watercolors.
Well, we'll all agree it was a busy time. My brother and I wanted to get some special things for my mother. We didn't know what to get, so at night when we were in bed, we'd talk about it. My mother, of course, would say, "Go to sleep in there. There's school in the morning, and your father has to get up and go to work." But we would talk. It was very, very low. And some of our suggestions, you know, my brother said,
"Why don't we get her some lipstick, some pink lipstick down there at your 5 and dime? I saw some down there for a nickel."
"Oh, no, I didn't think she'd like that. You know, she's got her own color, then she's got her own makeup, and I don't think that she'd like that. She doesn't wear much of that stuff anyway." "Well, I think what we ought to get her is a perfume lamp. You know, one of those little lamps, a little shade. And you light it on fire, and it like an old coal oil lantern, and it stinks up the room with the pretty stuff."
"Well, we got her one of those for Christmas. You can't get her another one."
"Okay, well, how about an apron? You know, she likes aprons, and she's always wearing an apron. How about getting her an apron?"
"Well, you know..."
my brother had to think about it.
She makes her own.
Well, old dad's going to get her one of the old big boxes of chocolate, so that's out. Now, you guys are going to have to speak up quicker, see, or we're going to get behind.
Well, how about some bobby pins?
Well, she has a whole box of bobby pins and a whole jar full, too. She's got more bobby pins than anybody I ever saw.
Well, you know, I saw the special card, a great big special, you know, one of those, well, kind of yucky, slurpy, kind of I love you, mother kind of thing down there at Sue's Sundry. And it had great, it was great big and it had lace on it and everything. I know she'd like that.
Hey, that sounds like a winner. She'd go for that.
So we went down to Sue's and asked about the price.
Well, that'll be 50 cents. That's an awful lot for you boys. That's a half a dollar.
You know, now, like, that was like $10 in those days. Men were working for like 75 cents a day. All we had in our pocket, I had a nickel, my brother had 2 cents, so we gave her 7 cents, and she accepted it. And she put away our big card. Every day we'd go down there after school and have a look at it. She'd bring it out and let us look at it. We'd put a little more money with it. Because we were collecting wire by the railroad tracks. We went down there with gunny sacks and filled them full of old wire and metal. And then we went over and conned my grandfather into letting us mow his lawn twice that week. 2 days before Valentine's Day, we were 20 cents short.
Well, now what are we going to do? How are we ever going to get that beautiful card if we, you know, doesn't get 20 cents?
I don't know what we're going to do. I just don't know. There aren't any more bottles out there to back or anything.
Go to sleep in there. There's school in the morning.
Well, I could only think of one thing to do. Till the next morning, I did it. I sucked it up and I said,
well, Mother, you know, would you mind loaning me 10 cents and loaning my brother 10 cents? It's a real important thing and we have to have it. There's no way around it. We have to have 20 cents.
Well, if it's for something very special, I might give it to you. But what is it for?
Well, we can't tell you what it's for. We just can't do that. It's a secret. But it's a very special something.
Well, I have a few pennies put by for sewing material, you know, thread and needles and that sort of thing, and I'll let you have 20 cents if you really need it and you promise that you'll pay me back.
Moms are always there for you, aren't they? At least my mom was. We got her the big card. We went down to Sue's and we were real proud. We gave her our 20 cents, and she gave us the big card, and she even helped us write our names on it, and put at the top, you know, to Mother with Love, and then our names at the bottom. She gave us an envelope to put it in, and on the front she put Mother. It was really beautiful. And we didn't get hardly any fingerprints on it at all. I know now that she knew, but she never let on. And we were so proud when we gave her that.
Look at what we got you, Mom. Look at this.
Yeah, when you go up, we got you, Mom.
Oh, my goodness. It just makes me cry. To think that you would think that much of me and do this for me.
Well, they're good boys. They certainly are.
And that's the way now that I'm an old man that God treats me. Have you ever noticed? He's always there with his love, and he's always there with his help. And he never demands credit. He's just always there. Can you imagine what he has prepared for us in heaven? Whoa. I hope you're there. Good night. Thank you.
Think about a butterfly. Think about a lullaby. Think about a cloud in the sky. You can count your little sheep, but baby, you got to go to sleep. And baby, please don't you cry. Think about a lullaby. Think about a lullaby.
Time to let you go. It's time to say goodbye. There's no more excuses. No more tears to cry. There's been so many changes. I was so happy.
We've reached the end of another Faith Line program, but the work of the Faith Line goes on, and this is Brother Jacob. I want you to remember that our lives are not based on hope. Our lives are based on faith. Faith in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, His precious blood on the cross. And until we meet right here, the same time, same station next week, remember, God loves you, and so do I.
This is Michael Carr asking you to be sure to tune in again next week, Saturday night, Sunday morning, at the same time, for another Faith Line with Pastor T.L. Jacob. Send your prayer requests and offerings to The Faith Line, P.O. Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And remember, this mighty outreach of hope and love would not be possible without the prayers and financial support of our listeners.